Okay. Baba Kama Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We were learning the Gemara that tells us that the dog took a coal and burned down a goddess, and it says the Bala Kelev has to pay for the loaf of bread, and he has to pay for the goddess Ketzi Nezek. So the Gemara had the question that why should the Baal Ha Kelev be the one who's liable? Let the Baal Gacheles also be liable. He left his Gacheles lying around, and therefore let the Gacheles also be liable. Rashi said it means that there should be a 50-50. That the Baal Kelev should pay 50 for the goddess, and the Baal Gacheles should pay the other 50. Why is the Baal Gacheles off the hook? Says Rashi, because says the Gemara, because the Baal Gacheles locked it up. He locked it up, he guarded it. He did what he was meant to have done. There's nothing more to do. Therefore, the Baal Gacheles was off the hook. The only one that has to pay is the Baal Kelev, and the Baal Kelev pays for the Chara, and he pays half damages for the goddess. Why only half damages for the goddess? That's why he pays half the damages for the goddess. So, I'm not sure if we did officially in Shir the Tosfos Bilachai Baal Gacheles.
Which one?
The first one. Did we do it officially in Shir?
Yeah,
we did. I know we sat down together and did it in Shir.
Yes, it was Shir.
Yeah, but Bianca wasn't here. I'm not sure. Okay. And Bianca, did you do the Tosfos Bilachai?
I did not, no. But I wasn't there, so.
Briefly over, it's good for the opera anyway, and then we're going to the next tesis as well. V'lachai Baal Gacheles. When it says in the Gemara, V'lachai Baal Gacheles, says tesis, it doesn't mean that Baal Gacheles should be the sole responsible. Here's Gam Baal Gacheles. The owner of the Gacheles should be also responsible. Not that the Baal Gacheles should be off the hook. There is a half a minute of tesis. The one that leaves the Gacheles lying around, he is the sole person to be responsible, right? He's the one that's a terrible guy. He left it lying around. Says Tosfos, no. About the Baal Gacheles is also responsible. But the question of the Gemara was that the Baal Gacheles should also be responsible. Get the Pirashtel El Gabachem and Yamai Chayim, like it was clear in the Suga of the Chemini, left the candle outside. That the Baal HaKomol is also responsible, both of them responsible together. If we're talking about a case where the Baal Gacheles didn't look after his Gacheles, and we meant to say he should be totally responsible. If the Baal HaKelev and the Baal HaKelev should be off the hook completely, my Goma must be sent. Remember that your testament base, the Gemara gave it. Said Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that stage earlier, Misha says that Niksha, the Tanago, has a delil which got tied to its leg and it broke something, then you have to pay half damage. To which Rav Huna said, that's all referring to a case where it was Chatzinet, where it was Niksha Me'ilon. If Kosher, if somebody tied it, then he's Chayiv Nezek Shalom. The one that tied it is Chayiv Nezek Shalom. So the Gemara was trying to work out where would that be. There would be a case where Niksha Me'ilov, the Baal Tanugah would pay Chatzin Nezek, and Koshchoi, then the person who ties it is Chayiv Nezek Shalom. And then the Gemara says, you know what? What's the case of the Mishnah? Where's the case of the Mishnah where the Baal Tanugah would be Chayiv Chatzin Nezek? Adyei Aduye. Translation, please. He tossed it, right? He tossed it. He threw it. And therefore, it's a tzoros, and the only pay is Chatzin Nezek. Niksha Me'ilov, it got tied on its own, and Tanago threw it, you pay Chatzin Nezek. And what's Rav Huna talking about? So the Gemara said, the Gemara understood, the Gemara talking about that case. The Gemara talking about the case where the Tanago actually threw a lil, and it damaged as it was flying. Because if that would be the case, then the one that tied it wouldn't be chayiv full damages. So it would be a partnership between the one that tied it and the tanugim. So they wouldn't be having to pay full damages. Therefore, then said the Gemara is talking about another case, talking about the little hefker, and then the Tana goes through and it landed somewhere, and then somebody came chipped up on it. So the one that tied it was Kainari by them. Tying it by picking it up, so Mele became his Delil, and somebody chipped up on his bucket, and that's the act of it. So we had to change the case. If Vona was not going on the case of the Mishnah, was talking about some other case. This thesis, if we're going to say, if somebody is pre-share and leaves a bucket lying around, or leaves a candle lying around, or leaves a gecheles lying around, he's the one that's solely responsible, even if a chicken or a dog comes along and takes it and causes damage through that. If we say he's the one that's responsible, the one that tied it, the one that left it there, the one that lit the candle, he's the one that's responsible, then we can say very much that Rav Huna was going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nikshana Ilov, the Baal Tana goes based Katsinin. What's the case? The Tana goes walking down the road, got caught up onto a Delil. The Delil was Hefka. The Delil then went and hit a vase. The Baal Tana goes hard to pay. How much did he have to pay? Katsinin. Why? Katsinin. Tourists. But if somebody ties it, so he's the one that made this fire. He's the one with the shell. There's some cut out.
This is what needs to be done.
Right, sorry about that. Right, that's what I was saying. If it's true that somebody needs a candlelight here, or somebody needs a coal line here, then it's not the camel that's going to be chayav, and it's not the dog that's going to be chayav. It's rather the ones who leave that lying around, and who are there if somebody tied the bucket to a chicken, and the chicken tosses it, who's going to be responsible for the one who tied it? So then we have heard it was spoken on the Mishnah. Lo yishan ro'el lo nikshav. Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you say you wanted to put a copy on this? Answer is as well. The town of there is also resolved. And he in the form of a fire, two of them, the camel driver
I
don't think so.
Unless he let his camel roam in the land with it.
Everything's upset. Ties the bucket to chicken is solely responsible. Huna can be on the Mishnah. Here, Huna is not going on the Mishnah. It's solely responsible. Only responsible could be not in the Mishnah. So when it says here, the prior value. And this is like the house you if we talk for me about a kid. I why it's not the other when the Mishnah or the flight or the Huna about me stay talking about it. Name it of Huna question why we fly. And culture also. I am like also. Therefore, if Huna cannot be established referring to the Mishnah on the because the words the Balatan of you should also be kind. So if Huna can't be going on the Mishnah, in the case of the Mishnah, the Balatan of you is going to be chayim. And Koshe Odom Chayim, Koshe Odom Chayim sounds like it's chayim entirely, which can't be going on the Mishnah. So Tosis, let's sum up Tosis, and then we can move on to the next one. So Tosis sum up, when the Gemara says V'chayim Baal Yecheles, the Gemara didn't mean that only the Baal Yecheles should be chayim, but rather, that he should also be chayim. He states that the Habamina, if somebody leaves something lying around, it's Habamina. Somebody leaves something lying around, and an animal comes and takes it, who's chayim? Now, how can I have taste the main ish guy is the Gecheles now, the one that you're around. Yeah? That's what Taste Haman is. Yeah, you'll see. Taste Haman, I want to stress this point. Taste Haman is the one that left it lying around. He's the main one. Kamasharon, no, he's not the main one, they're both together. This is the exact opposite of what we came out in Russia. Rashi understood if you have somebody who leaves a dangerous item, and along comes the tanagun or the kelev and takes this and burns something down, who's the one, who's the main guy who's to claim from? The other kelev. Rashi said, no, shouldn't say the kelev did the whole thing, right? Can't get from the kelev, you have to get back something from there. But it's the exact opposite of what we learned last week on Thursday. Come to Rashi, if you have somebody who leaves a fire lying around, and you have a kelev who takes this fire and smashes something, burns something, or a tanuga who takes this bucket and somebody tied it to the tanuga, and the tanuga comes and flings it and breaks the vase, or somebody leaves the camel on the ground and the camel comes and takes its fire and is misachseches. In all those cases, Rashi holds who's guy. Why? Because if I have something which as its own can't cause damage, and the chicken, the dog, the camel transformed it into something which will do damage, he's the one who's responsible. And Shitta's Rashi. And Taisis is the opposite. They says, who would be? What's the muskulation? Who would be responsible? The one that left the dangerous fire. The candle, the tire, all those cases of people who I would have thought maybe entirely responsible, Hashem, they're so responsible, but it's divided up a bit with the Balatana. That's different worlds. Mm-hmm. Different worlds we're coming from. Taste world in Rashi, one's from France, and one's from
other parts
of France. It's of France. Two parts of France. Right, but it's completely different kisha. If somebody leaves a candle lying around, and along comes a camel and takes this fire and transforms it from being a little candle into being a raging furnace, who's the one that's going to be the Balaish? Yeah, what do you tell them? What do they say in England about such a thing? Somebody leaves a candle lying around, and then someone comes, an animal comes, takes this candle, which Ruch Matsuya, takes this candle and transforms it into a raging furnace and goes along and goes from place to place in the house, burning the house down. Who's the one that's responsible? The one that left this little candle hanging around, or the one that made this raging furnace?
The owner of the candle would not have foreseen and wouldn't have the...
It should have foreseen it.
The transformation of what was relatively low level damaged to a very high level damage was the camel, and that transformation would have actually absolved the original owner from liability.
That transformation, you're saying Shittas Rashi, that transformation was done by the camel, and therefore the camel's one who's tied. Yossi said the Gemara is not like that. The Gemara says only because the camel was on the Machmas Meir line. It couldn't do anything. So it's not considered that. It's the onus. It's not considered that. So therefore the Baal, the Shanhev is going to be tied. Because he left something, which Ruch Matsuya is going to cause the house to burn down. And there was no intermediate somebody that transformed it into a massive raging furnace. Because the camel is a non-entity, because he is an onus. So who did it? The Baal HaGomel Sherev is set for tomorrow. But if it wouldn't have been like that, then if it wouldn't have been the Baal HaGomel who was Misach Seches, he's the one responsible. Legally responsible, and the Baal HaKelev, somebody left the Gecheles, and the Baal HaKelev, the Kelev went and took it. Really, the Kelev is the one who did it, and therefore he pays half nezek. Just he's only chay for half nezek because it's serious. But the remaining half, we've got a claim on the one who left the fire that, listen, it spread. It didn't break things in an apple, smashing it. It spread. You should have looked after it. Therefore, you're also a partner on your half, at least. and that you pay for your half.
That's just a drash. It's good enough. It's just filling in the gap.
Filling in the gap, right.
Because the total of the next week part of
right. Right. You're filling in the gap. The half of this month, there's two people here involved. There's a person who is negligent by letting his animal break the Godish, from Ceres, and a person who is negligent letting his fire spread. There's two people involved, which you would divide that 50-50. And the person who let his animal break it can't say, well, I've got a partner here. It's not true. Your breaking is considered your act completely.
That's why you pay it full
50%. That's shit to Drashi. But Tyson is book pocket. Tyson says, if anything, I would have thought, I'm going to bring loads of rice, not like that. Now, I would have thought that the Baal Gechel is totally responsible. That's what I would have thought. Totally responsible. I've got to bring rice from Rav Huna Daf Yutes and rice from the Fafiq. Not totally responsible. There's also a Baal Tanagur, the Baal Akeled. He's also a partner in it. But don't think that the Baal Tanagur or the Baal Akeled or the Baal Gon did the whole thing. No way. There's also really, Muskorisha maybe is that the Baal Gacheles is the one who should be fully responsible. And this point is going to come up again in the next part of the thesis. It's a point which we have to take into account. And when we learn Rashi, we learn thesis, they're coming from different worldviews, completely different worldviews. Come to Rashi, the main antagonist here is the Baal Gacheles. He's the main one. It's also the Baal Gacheles, but the main one is the Baal Gacheles. And according to Tesis, if anything, the main one is the Baal Gacheles. And if there is a Baal Tanagot as well, a Baal Gacheles, okay, he's also a partner. But the main one would be the Baal Gacheles. It's something which we have to accept as we go through. Really, it should be the Baal Agon. If he would be Mesach Seches and he wasn't on the Machmas Meriglaim, he would have to pay everything.
Everything.
That's if he did it.
Well,
also be sure to say, well, it's only if
he did it.
Well, I did something, I was b'shea, and what I did in the end was an onus, so I'm chai, because it's not really an onus, it's really a b'shea.
But it's not this one.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. The camel did it. I left the camel, and the camel went and damaged. The camel transformed my flame into being nothing, into being a Muslim. So I didn't do anything. I'm the Bala Sharem, so I didn't do anything. It also seems awareness that I was negligent about something, then that thing which I was negligent turned out to be an anus. Don't think it's an anus, it's really a Shia. Right? For instance, somebody left. What's the case of also seems awareness that somebody left his animal in the sun, and so I was b'shea, and that's the case in Mongol.
Oh, then it digs out.
I was negligent. I left my animal somewhere in the sun. I left my animal, didn't lock it up well, and then it broke, it dug out. It got out in the anus one. You think you're an anus, not an anus, really b'shea. You left the animal originally in a mock garden, and therefore you're going to be chayav. Or the case which we had earlier in the period, somebody let his animal go up onto the roof, but then it's sheer because it could jump off. And it didn't jump off, it fell off. So there you think you were oinus because it fell. Not oinus because why was it on the roof? You were fisher. But here, in this case, I left my candle. What did I do with my candle? Somebody else came here. Somebody else came and transformed it into something else. That's his business, nothing to do with me.
That one of you saying that a Baal Gamal has to walk with his animals,
he's responsible to look after his animals in a Shisuan. Yeah.
With your cases case where animals are allowed to roam freely, no?
I to pay the damage, so.
But
the success
without these flames.
So
on.
That's history.
It's true. So flames are the reason is because of the
yeah.
It causes issue.
Okay, this is something we've seen Rashi now three times. The Rashi holds somebody has a chicken and somebody tied the lil to the chicken, and the chicken went and tossed it onto broke the vase. Hamili, had the chicken tossed it when it wasn't tied, it wouldn't have broken the vase. And the Baal HaTam was tied. And the one tied it properly. Because he in the town was one that transformed something from being dormant into being a damaging force. Yeah.
And according to Rashi, this fire has no responsibility.
Right.
None.
If it damaged as it was flying. Once it landed, it'd be responsible. One, if it damaged as it was flying, you got no responsibility.
That's so people talk about partnership.
But it's not the issue.
I think that the Asian Rashi wants.
This is only the fire. This is Rashi and place throughout the period. Now we're seeing it here, but it's throughout the period. Who is the, who did it? Who done it? Who did it? Is it the one that tied it? Is it Ish? And just happens to be a Tanaga helping out with? Or no? It's a Tanaga who did it. Right? You got something to write home about. Right? Sounds almost negative what we would think. Okay, this is Rashi Taisus. If something ties a bucket to a Tanaga and a Tanaga flings it, Rashi Shita is, and the Baal Tanaga is the only one. If somebody puts a candle outside, and a camel comes and catches fire, and then is misafsekes, the camel is the only one that did it, and the balad, fires off the hook. If somebody leaves the gacheres lying around, and the cherub comes and takes the gacheres and throws it, and damages whatever he damages, he's the only one that did it, and the one of the owner of the shareves, he didn't throw it, and it happens to be, since it's spreading afterwards, so we do have a timer on the Baha Gacheres, why didn't you stop it from spreading? It's your fire. That any remaining thing, which the one that threw it, in the case of a Kelep. The Kelep threw it. Yeah, in the case of a Kelep, okay. The case of the Gacheres, with the Kelep, yeah? Case of a Kelep, he took it, and he threw a Kundrish Lakish, he placed it down, and it's spreading. It's called the Insurious from Tribunal. So all that is considered the act of the dog. Now, the dog can't say, I've got a part, because it's he's the one who did it. But there is a timer here on the other person, the owner of the coal. It's your fire, and it's spreading. That spreading is something which you should have looked after. And therefore, whatever I'm not going to be able to claim from the Kelev, you have to pay up.
Even though the spreading was over there, touching his.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if you have a boy in one place and then it moves to another place, so as much as you were meant to look after it in place A, you have to look after it in place B. Well, then the fire, you left the fire lying around, the dog took it from A to B. As much as you have to look after in A, you have to look after in B. And shit is Rashi to place in the natural good for the fall of this government.
And there's a problem in that only, not in the actual real fire cases, but by the leak case, because Rashi would hold that the maximum that the owner of the vase would get would be 50%, whereas Tosfos didn't get 100%, right? Just 50% from the ball farm and then 50% from the tire.
No.
Why would the station?
Yeah, you've got 100%. But
oh, no, not 50, 50, it would be 25 to 75.
It's 75 to 25.
Right.
Because really, it's a validation to them. So he's definitely got part of all 100% of it. And the Talmud is also. So he's what the Talmud did is in partnership with the validation, and therefore you have to pay 25, and the validation has to make it.
But Rashi, that's, you don't get 50% period, that's maximum. Yeah. The real age cases, according to Rashi, get the full amount.
Right. Very good. Yeah. Tremendous illusion we're having. Let's try the next instance.
Another question. Right. Things are born of some property.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to put a fence around it.
Little whose property?
It's on property.
Yeah, done that.
Against a barbecue of some property. Why does it have to be a garden? Why isn't that a board?
Because it spreads.
It's not spreading. It's in the fire pit.
Yeah, so if it can't spread, there's nothing to worry about.
But it only spread because the dog took a gacheres.
So something which is called the root of the royal. It can spread.
concept that we're concerned with court.
There is something there. If you would have something which is a lever boy where the ruach can move it from A to B, then I would be chayv in any place. That's Amnei Sakina Masoy Shemich Boish Gagari Menoflo Ruach Mitzuya, and some trips up there below, I would be chayv.
There's two, he picks two beds and one he fills with coals. And this pit, this was a record pit.
Yeah, I don't have to expect people to come into my shoot. So they want to come into my shoot, that's their problem. But if that goes outside and manage elsewhere, then something which I do have to be concerned about.
Which is the next post, possibly.
Right, next thesis with a Chaim Baal Gacheres. Hi, Lishna. Well, this thesis is a direct continuation of this. The thesis with a Chaim Baal Gacheres. Now, do you remember? We haven't learned this yet, but we've spoken about it. There's an halacha that Shem is only Chaim in Shosham Nizek. Right? Shem only Chaim in Shosham Nizek. Dog is only chayv if he eats in the place of the owner of that food. So we have a little problem here. But this dog, what did he do? He took a coal and he with the bread and he ate the bread and he caused the goddess to burn down. Now, how did that happen? How does eating a bread cause a goddess to burn down? Right. But has that caused, has that happened that a goddess is going to burn down?
And all
he ate it on the goddess. He ate the loaf of bread, took the loaf of bread to the goddess, and he ate it on the goddess.
And
now, here we have a problem. Because if that goddess is not in the reshus of the owner of the loaf of bread, if it's on the elton goddess, then why is the Baal HaKelev chayv to pay for the bread? The Mishnah says he's chayv to pay for the bread. It's not Shem in Rishus HaNizek. Shem, what? Shem in Rishus HaNizek? I haven't even said anything yet. Okay, so don't know what we're talking about. Right, so there's a lot in his Shem in Rishus HaNizek. Right, so if the dog took the corn, the loaf of bread, and burned them someone else's goddess, then he must have eaten that loaf of bread in someone else's goddess. So then why did he have to pay for the shen? He didn't eat it then. He ate in someone else's rishus. Shen has three rishus and neither. No one should die from the elk.
We stole the shen.
Sure, we're waiting.
But is the Baal Gadish has permission to put Gadish on the Baal on the barkeeper's property?
Nice and simple mind, but we'll get to it. Okay. Yeah, very good. We'll get to your point.
Okay.
Yeah. So how can you have it for Shen if he's burning a goddess of someone else's? If we see your chai for Shen, it must be they burnt the owner of the loaf of bread, his goddess. Either because he had permission of the guy, or because he had permission to put this on, it doesn't make a difference. It must be the owner of the loaf of bread and the owner of the goddess were the same people.
Why are they saying
that? Otherwise, why are you crying?
If it was that the rabbi saying the following, if the kelev took the cake, and went to somebody else's property, or into his property, and he ate this cake in a different domain than his ox. The difference between eating on that property of the Nizak and eating it in a different place when I didn't leave it in that place. He came
and snatched it from the Baal HaSadeh. So it's like Bi'er. He removed it. He devoured it from my property. Same exact thing. And then he took it somewhere else. Exactly the same thing. There's no how we get to say otherwise.
Definition. How are you going to be tired for Shannon Ego? Clearly, the Torah said will be a mistake. Acher, it has to be in the Rishos Hanimim.
I know. If the owner took it out of his Rishos and put it in Rishos Rabbah, the dog has the case. Okay. If the dog came and took it, and took somebody else, you show me where it's like
this. Yes, push. You're looking at Gemara. Four lines up and end of the pitch. The Ochor. First word, last word of the night is the Ochor.
Yeah.
The Ochor, where did the animal eat it? He named it the Ochor, but God is the Alme. He took the loaf of bread and he ate it in something else's Godish. The Alme, yes, of the world. For Be'ilon, Ovir, Bistei Acher, Veleke. You need Ovir, Bistei Acher. You need Ovir, Bistei Acher, Veleke. Loit Sviche. The Ochlo, the Godish, the Baal Chavo. Must be the Eter and the Godish of the owner of the Chavo. So here's a good black and white Gemara. Gemara says it that if a dog would take a loaf of bread and eat it elsewhere, then there wouldn't be Chai for the loaf of bread. So how do we have a case where you're going to be Chai for the loaf of bread and for the Godish? How are we going to have that such case? It must be in the same owner, same place, in Godish, yeah? So what now does the Gemara mean? Belechayev balagodish. Then the balagodish should be chayev. What does it mean the balagodish should be chayev? Had to pay himself. He left, not chayev balagacheles. He left the Gemara says, Belechayev balagacheles. He left the gacheles lying around. So he should have to pay. He should have to pay for what? For the Godish that burned down. Whose Godish was it? His own. So what do you mean? He should be chayev. Trying to pay himself. So Rashi asked that question. What's Rashi say? At the moment, we don't know this. At the moment, we think the Godish belongs to one person and the Gacheles belongs to somebody else. Rashi, the last word, the last line of this Rashi that we've been spending already a week on, the last line, you see it there? Kesoka Daitok. The last line of the Rashi that we've been working on. The one says, "Hot we go see on the Lachai Nami Bal Gacheles."
The first one is
Yeah, Kesol Gedaitov. What comes from Tana? Kesol Gedaitov. Gacheles the Chal Macharol the Godish. We think at the moment that the Gacheles and the Korah belong to one person. And the Godish belongs to the other person. That means this is the third point of the Rashi which we spent time on. The Rashi is telling us, what does it mean? Belechayev balag gacheles. To pay for what? To pay for that Godish. Yeah, we think it's somebody else's Godish. That's right. We think it's somebody else's Godish. He should be chayev. He left his gacheles lying around. He should be chayev to pay for that Godish that got burnt down. That's what Rashi is. Places doesn't want to learn. Why? Because the Gemara says otherwise. The Gemara says clearly that we must be talking about the Gacheles in
the.
Yeah.
It means that obviously it's just not happening.
A Hamina, right?
So is it reverse?
What's the Maskone Bemet? What's Maskone? The Bemet owned by the same person. And who would have to pay? The Baal HaKeres would have to pay. How much would they have to pay? 50%, that's just the Rashi, right? Because how many was that we're talking about with somebody else's Gacheles? Now we have a question, why is it only getting half 50%? The Baal Gacheles should pay also 50%, and the Baal Godi should get paid 100%. 50 from the Gacheles, and 50 from the Gacheles. To which we must go ahead. No. We're talking about owned by the same guy. And therefore it's possible. So of course, we understand the Mishnah Kshutoi, that they pay 50%, and the Godish Fati Nedek, the Baal HaKeres pays 50%, because he did it. Baal HaKeres did it, right?
What does Rashi have to make this?
In other words, don't read the Gemara, don't read. The entire Baal Gershel is holding it. It's not Rashi making money. The Gemara must have made this one. The Baal Gershel is put a fence around it. He protected the Gershel.
It didn't put a fence around it?
And the Baal Gershel would pay the other 50%. It's not his own. It's not his
own. Yeah, no, what if it establishes this Havamina?
Why did the Gemara assume that? That's what you ask.
Yeah,
it's a difficulty going to Rashi. From the Rashi, it's a difficulty. The Gemara at the moment seems to assume that there's two people, there's the conscious of one person and the Kachelet of the other. That's why the Gemara asked the Kasha, and the Gemara answered the fence around it. And then they told the Gemara's Machadish to us, you should live on. It has to be that it was by the same person, because otherwise you wouldn't be chayiv for the parah. Must be owned by the same person.
I think he wanted the Mishnah.
He said the Gemara was going to speak about it.
Yeah.
So 1 second, let's just work it through then, okay? A little bit of thought. According to Rashi, you got Aaron. It's Aaron Rashi, one of the mightiest of tastes. According to Rashi, the Gemara, until the last line of the page, the Gemara thought we're talking about the God is owned by one person and the Chara is owned by another. So let's just speak through the Gemara. The Gemara had a question. What's the question? Misha says about a Kenneth pays 50. Why is the Baal Kenneth paying 50? That the Baal Gechel is paying the other 50, right? To which the Gemara answers, why is the Baal Gechel not paying the other 50? He did the Shmir. He got it, so he doesn't have to pay the other 50. That's why the Baal Gechel make a pay 50. He guarded his, the Gechel guarded it. It's true, his Gechel is done and somebody else is godish. He doesn't need to pay because he guarded it. Who doesn't need to pay? The dog. How is the dog going to pay? 50. Why only 50? Because it's serious. It's the only pays 50. Right? Eventually, the Gemara is going to say, one thing, I've got a problem with Shane. How can be chai for Shane? If he ate in somebody else's godish, he can't be chai for Shane. Oh, you're right. Actually happened here. Once you tell me it happened here, now we don't need to say anymore the owner guarded his coat. He didn't guard his coat. He left it. And what happened? The dog came and took it. And the dog came and ate it. And he ate it where? Here. And he burned down the garden, which is here. And how much does the Baal Kenneth have to pay? 50. And what happened to the other 50? Don't pay. But I have a question now. Why doesn't the other 50 get paid for? Because who owns it? The same owner. So made up, of course, that's the end of the story. So we don't need to talk about the fence around the quantum askam. Like Rabbi saying, this whole shack of attire of the Gemara, which fence we're going to say, stump, don't say, Nasuri, same ethel, Kereb. It's all of the Ahavim that doesn't exist. It's all of the Ahavim that the God just belongs to somebody else. And the Chara belongs to Mr. Ploimi, and the God is somebody else. And the dog took it from A to B. And then we got a question, why is the Baal Gadish not God, why is the Baal is not to pay for the remaining part of the Gadish? To which we said, you call a fence around it. There is a side, did the dog get to it? Okay, some else is so insane. That's all of the understanding, and understanding that is not correct. Because in the end of the day, you're wrong. He was talking about the same place. He left it open. The dog came and took it. He ate it there. He burned down the goddess there. He has to pay 50%. And no, no, not too bad. It's your own goddess which you open. Why in the end we change it? Because of problems of shame. Because the problem that why should the Baal Kenneth have to pay for the Charor? Shame is only precious and easy.
So say that it wasn't. You see that the dog has to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So for the Charor.
say that it's exactly the same case that we built until now. It wasn't Shira. The dog was fulfilled. The dog went without permission and took the Chorim and ate it. So what, the leash is on the same property? I'm saying my life is not the same
property. It's needed.
What?
You don't need it.
Only one.
You don't need to know that there was a fence around it and that there was a chasira afterwards and that someone else is chasurizing. The only reason why we needed it was to explain why the Baal HaGodesh doesn't need to pay for the other half. By the way, why the Baal HaKeles doesn't need to pay for the other half. We have a problem. The Godesh got burned down. Why is the Nizik not getting paid his entire damages? Why is the Baal HaKeles not paying for the remaining 50%? The answer is no, because he put a fence around it. Ah, there's a fence around this. How did the dog get to it? That comes in anything. This was all because we had to say that there was a bench around it. And that's all because we were bothered. Why is the Baal HaKeles have to pay for the other half? So we're going
to
see in the next thesis, so it's not this one, but the next one. So this one, in fact, that not be a thing is not true. This, what you're saying is that's it's all issue, Oscar, but we'll get rid of it eventually. But this place is coming to the base that time. Okay, so this an amazing Rashi, like another difficulty on Rashi, that the whole discussion of the Gemara was all because of a Havim and it didn't exist really. They don't. We'll see in Tesis, that's going to be a bit better. But then we'll have to see why Rashi didn't want to learn like Tosis. Once we learn that, then we'll understand why Rashi was forced to learn such a defect in this Pshat and the Gemara. But as much as it's difficult, Rashi's got a good time now. The Gemara's got some harder in it, which is making up all stories, all based on a mistaken understanding. Why did the Gemara do all that? As much as it's a defect God in Rashi, so it's more of a machayev to work out why did Rashi have to learn that way? Why didn't Rashi learn like Tosis? And as much as we'll have a teretz to explain why Rashi didn't learn like Tosis, so that's why he had to learn this Gemara in such a difficult way. That's all we're going to be done with. The lechayev bal gecheres is Tosis. Hi, lishna lav dafka. The lechayev bal gecheres is lav dafka. The bal gecheres is not chayev anything because it's on his property. Because we establish he ate it the godish the Baal Charan in the godish of the owner of the Charan. So there's no way the Baal Gecheles is to pay himself. Belong to who? Okay. And who's known for bread, is it? All the names. Ruben's loaf of bread and
Shimon's
own of the Godish. And where did Ruben and the Etta on Shimon's Godish? It's not in Dushus. It's not in Dushus. It's in Dushus. It's in Dushus. And now it belongs to Shimon then.
So the Etta Shimon has a little island in the
on the Etta on that Godish.
Why is it belong to Shimon?
That question which you've got me is a question of the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara said it's all made by the same person. I just want to focus on the two. Okay. Yeah, the Gemara said it's all the same person. If you've got a question, it's a question of the Gemara, which is not for now. So the Gemara said it's owned by the same person. So sometimes it can't be that the Chai, that he should be Chai. Thank you, sir. Hello, what does it mean? Hello, Eloima. What does it mean? Eloima, say you bottom bala kelem, Michelko shall bal gechele. It means that the bal kelem shouldn't be full 50%. Because there's another party. The guy that left the fire line is another party. He was the one who was negligent. So therefore, there's two partners involved here. There's the partner of the Mr. Gacheles. And it's true, there's also Mr. Keller. But why should Mr. Keller pay his full 50%? He should only pay a quarter. That's what it means. V'lachayim bal gafkeles means the bal gafkeles should lose out. Should lose out something. It means really there was a bala kelim. Bala kelim would normally pay 50%. But the bala kelim was pesheya here. He left his loaf of bread. And therefore there was a mazik. So if so, there's two people involved in burning down this Kaddish. So Mr. Kelim can say, I've got a partner. I only want to pay 25%. Nakon? According to thesis, if somebody leaves a camel out here and the camel comes along and burns down the house, there's two people involved. There's the camel and also the chemini. Look in thesis said that there. Even a subsech is a mai chayiv chemini akol. Why is he chayiv the whole thing? There's also the camel there. Thesis shita. Which we said beforehand. Thesis shita is who's the pishay when you leave a camel lying around? Who's the instigator? Mr. Candleman. It is also the normal. He's a partner. According to Tasis, the instigator is the one who leaves the burning item lying around. Maybe he's going to be. He's gonna be. That was the question. The chayim bal gecheles. I mean, you should be chayim to pay. Rather, the bal gecheles should get a break, 25%, and the bal gecheles should lose out a further 25%. Right? Now, you avoid the yoshiro bite homework is to work out why Rashi didn't learn. Okay, it's your homework. Why Rashi didn't learn? Tosis is telling us that the chayv bal gecheles can't mean he has to pay the sum at the same place. Rather, it means that he should be chayv as in lose out another 25%. Tosis Rashi didn't know that. After the gecheles, Rashi wants to weep. We're talking about the gecheles and the goddess is somebody else's rishus, and we think you're chayv in such a case, and we make up a whole story to them that they don't exist. Why didn't Rashi learn like Tosis? Why didn't Rashi learn Belachat Bal Gecheles, meaning that the Bal Gecheles should pay less? That's the question. Why learn such a Havamina? Why learn a Havamina if it's not true? Why did you learn this thing? Why didn't Rashi learn like this? Belachat just means that you will pay less. The Bal Gecheles should pay less. Okay, I want you to explain to the Chevra tomorrow what you're saying, which today we'll let everyone be together, to explain what you're saying, work out together between the three of you and instead of it coming from me, and then Mitchell will speak out together. But I want you to, you're saying good, based on rational basis, she thought you're saying very good. I want you to work out between the three of you together. I want to finish off, Jesus. This, don't you see, before you go to sleep tonight, you have to go over this thesis, this part of thesis. Can I hold it back in the camera? I'm sorry, just in shame. And it's not just from here, big money, Tom, as well, but near Mikan, from here, one can be Medak. The Yoise Yeish Lo Odom Lizoy Atzmoy. A person has to take extra more precaution. Shelo Yazik Achim. They shouldn't cause damage to other people. Mishelo Yuzak. Rather, his things shouldn't become damaged. Shemachuyev Nishmoy Gechaltoy. To say that one should say, maybe one would should say, Shemachuyev Nishmoy. I'm going to speak out of this. To guard his gecheles from the kelev, no dog had a rishus to come in. He's mechuyev to guard it. Kidei shelo yazik achem, it shouldn't cause damage to anyone else. He's mechuyev to God in tacheres to stop it from damaging other people. Now here is the word that's wrong there. Shash changing is the ain tzorich, not the eshem. The ain tzorich lishmor atzmoi. He doesn't need to look after his item. Kidei shelo yichnes kelev, that dog shouldn't come in. Kidei little charosai, not to steal or eat his loaf of bread. Why? Why do we see that? It says, from this Gemara you see that a person is more responsible to stop his thing from damaging other people than to stop it from getting damaged. A person's more obligated to look after his thing to stop it from damaging someone else more than to stop it from it getting damaged. Right, because the Gemara asked the Kashan, the Rechayim Baal Gecheles, which meant that the Baal Gecheles should lose money. The Gemara asked that only regarding the Godish, but didn't ask it regarding the loaf of bread. He left the bread lying around. We're not yet speaking about there's a fence around him. He left the bread lying around, and along came a dog and ate it. Whose fault is it when the dog ate the loaf of bread?
The owner
didn't put a fence around it. That's a fault. And yet the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the Baal Gecheles is chayav to pay. And you can't say, well, it's your fault you left your loaf of bread. What do you see? Not why can't you say it. What do we see? That you can't say it. Right? We see you can't say, well, the Baal Gecheles can't turn around to Baal Gecheles and say, it's your fault as well. You're the one that caused it on yourself. You jolly well pay as well, meaning you lose out some of your money. You can't say that. Because I can leave a loaf of bread in my rishus, and if you want to damage it, it's your problem. The only thing I have to take into account is that my thing might cause damage to someone. That's what I have to be worried about. That my thing will get damaged, that's your problem. You want to eat out my loaf of bread, that's your problem. Mr. Dog, you want to eat it, you jolly well pay the full whack. That my thing should cause damage to a goddess, to someone else, that there is an issue. That there is a problem. Now I am obligated.
Crunch.
Whoa, great question. If you're eating out my loaf of bread, that's your problem. But, now, I was obligated to stop my coal from causing damage to Elton. That is what Tosis says. Here, on Shabbos, I was in the Beis Medrash, and along came a good friend of mine, a really good man, and he said, you look troubled. I said, I must be looking troubled, because this is so difficult. I'm really troubled. If I don't look troubled, it's a bad sign. I was deeply troubled because of David's condition. Whose goddess got burned down here?
His
own goddess. So why can't he turn around and say, you want to burn up my goddess? But like, that's why you burn my goddess. Why should I do that?
He caused his own harm. He caused harm.
Also caused his own harm by my loaf of bread being eaten up. No. What's the difference?
That was just his action. The dog was not belonging to him. And the dog is a third party human, ate up his property.
I went to speak to Dan Solomon about this. Basically, what you're saying, that it's not so black and white now to say, well, you know, if you want to cause damage to my thing, the Bakasha, if your thing, if my thing got damaged, I wasn't a damager, my thing got damaged, then I can look around, sit around and say, oh, Bakasha, you want to damage my thing, the Bakasha. You're the damager. Mr. Kerem is the damager. You can't buy the for bread. Mr. Kerem has to pay. But, I can't sit back if it's my thing damaging, even if it's damaging my own thing. If it's my thing damaging, I can't say, well, it's only you're the one that caused it. No. It's your item that damaged as well. Actively damaged. Your coal was actively damaging the goddess. So therefore, the Baal HaGodesh, Baal HaGodesh is also a partner in the crime.
Oh,
to his own goddess. Okay, Tosfos brings a raya from the Chama Daf as well. The Gemara there talks about v'chein mashma v'mniach v'shmeitz in the kedorim, the jug, people that carry jugs. The Gemara there speaks about a domino effect. First guy tripped, the second guy tripped, and the third guy tripped. The first guy damages the second guy damages the third guy. Right? And the Gemara there says, in nitka p'sheya, if tripping is a p'sheya, you have to protect yourself from tripping. Sheni nami l'chayv, the second guy should be chayv for the third guy's jugs. Even though the second guy will get paid by the first guy for his jugs that got broken. The first guy calls the second guy jugs to break, and the second guy calls the third guy jugs to break. We say the second guy has to pay the third guy, and the first guy has to pay the second guy. 1 second. Why? Because the second guy was Peshea. He calls the third guy's jugs to break. But if he was a Peshea, then how is he a Peshea? Because he fell. So why should the first guy have to pay for the second guy's jugs? The second guy fell. He was a Peshea. He fell. Yeah? 1, 2, 3. First guy, second guy, third guy. First guy calls the second guy to fall. And the second guy calls the third guy to fall. We say the second guy is called if the Gemara got tired. The second guy, maybe he's a Peshea, because since he fell, he calls the third guy to fall. No. Since he fell, he calls the third guy to fall. He needs to call Peshea. Oh, right. So what do we see? We see that since he fell, he calls somebody else to that. We hold you responsible to make sure that you don't damage other people. But we don't hold you responsible for the fact that your things broke. Because who broke them? The guy in front of me caused me to fall. So he's considered he broke my cabinet. I'm considered I broke the one behind me. But I'm not considered that I'm not meant to look after my own cabinet to stop them from getting broken. So maybe we'll go over this part again next time. It's just running out of time. So the Gemara says, the sheni is called pshea regarding the third guy. He's not considered so negligent that the first guy should be part of. Okay, we'll go over this part again next time. I want to make sure we understand it clearly. What Tosfos has taught us in Yotzi of the Chazal tonight, that regarding if somebody wants to damage my thing, I'm not sure the fact I left my thing lying around. If you want to damage a Vakasha, my thing should go and damage something that I am responsible to look after. That's adding, and this is what was bothering me so much.
And how do you know it's without offense?
Big Master said it. No, it mustn't put offense in it. We're going to call on the first line of the Gemara when it's that.
First line of the Gemara.
Yeah, and the Chayyim Baal Kechelis.
We changed it.
We're not, that's all. We're still going on that line. The Mamasa Tosin is going on that line. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Next time, Tuesday, 9:30. That's the show. 7:30 GMT. BST, okay, whatever.